This is 90.3 KEDM. Good morning, I'm Corey Crow. The family of Ronnie Caldwell, the Northwestern State football player who was killed October 12th, will file a lawsuit against the school this week. 3 days before he was killed, Caldwell told his parents his roommate, 27-year-old John McIntosh, threatened him with a gun. They asked the coach, Brad Laird, to move Ronnie to another location. Attorney Troy Pradia says if Laird had only called the cops on McIntosh,
he would have been arrested and Ronnie Jr. would be here with us.
The family says the coach assured them he would help out, but nothing happened. And the next time they heard from him was a phone call that Ronnie was dead. While fighting back tears, Ronnie's mother, Blanche Caldwell, says they trusted the school to protect him.
We send our kids to college to send our child back better. Grow them bigger and better than what we sent to you. Not the way they sent my kid back home.
Pradia says they don't know exactly why the school chose to end the football season early or why Coach Laird resigned.
We think we know the reasons why, because he knew that he didn't report or get help for Ronnie Jr. So that's what we believe, but there's still some unanswered questions.
Caldwell moved from his original apartment due to mold and was placed with McIntosh at the Quad Apartments owned by Campus Advantage. Pradia says McIntosh was not a student and had a criminal history. McIntosh has been charged with possession of a firearm in the presence of a controlled dangerous substance. He's been released on bond from the Natchitoches Parish Detention Center. One of Caldwell's ex-teammates, 22-year-old Maurice Campbell II, has also been arrested on obstruction of justice, gun, and drug charges. Well, when you step outside this morning, you'll know it's winter. The first significant cool front is blanketing the state just in time for Halloween. State climatologist Barry Kime says it will usher in a dry, cool Canadian air mass, and it will stick around for a few days. Highs today will be in the 50s.
But by tomorrow, the front will have cleared the entire state. You can expect low temperatures in the 40s across North Louisiana, in the 50s across South Louisiana, with high temperatures only in the 50s and 60s across the state.
And it could bring some rain to the Bayou State.
But here's the catch. We're not expecting much rain out of this. Probably 10-20% chance across, you know, the whole state. So if you get some, consider yourself lucky.
And as for Wednesday and Thursday, Kime says you'll want to grab an extra blanket or two. Lows will be in the 30s in the north half of the state, 40s in the southern half. I'm Corey Crow. This is KEDM.